I could talk to the animals. Just imagine it, chatting with a chimp and chimpanzee. Imagine talking with a tiger, chatting with a cheetah. What a neat achievement it would be. If we could talk to the animals, learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree. I'd study elephant and eagle, buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig and flea. I would converse in polar bear and python, and I would curse in fluent kangaroo. If people ask me, can you speak rhinoceros, I'd say of Cossorus. Can't you? If I conferred with our furry friends, man to animal, think of the amazing repartee. If I could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt, squeak, squawk with the animals, and they could talk to me. If I consulted with quadrupeds, think what fun we'd have asking all the crocodiles for tea. Or maybe lunch for two or three lions, walruses, sea lions. What a lovely place the world would be. If I spoke slang to orangutans, the advantages any fool on earth can plainly see. Discussing Eastern art and dramas with intellectual llamas, that's a big step forward, you agree. I learned to speak in antelope and turtle. My Pekingese would be extremely good. If I were asked to speak in hippopotamus, I'd say why not a miss? And I would, and loud, if I could parley with pachyderms. It's a fairy tale worthy of Hans Andersen the Grimm. A man who walks with the animals, talks with the animals, grunts, squeaks, squawks with the animals, and they could talk to me. I'd study every living creature's language, so I could speak to all of them on sight. If friends said, can he talk rabbit pelican? I'd say like hell he can, you might be right. And if you just stop to think of it, there's no doubt of it, I would win a place in history. If I could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt, squeak and squawk with the animals,